there. I've seen them in services before, and they blessed our hearts. They came last year just for a day service, and I asked them to come and be with us today. And I want you to sing a song, one song, and then if you want to say something about the work, we appreciate them being here. And you hear them gladly while they sing a song for us.
Minutes. We are Mercy Mountain Christian Girls Home and Academy out of Asheboro, North Carolina. Some of you may remember Farmer Christian Girls Home. We're a continuation of that ministry. We take in girls ages 10 to 17, and for a period of time they come to us, and basically the world is turned upside down. We don't have cell phones or internet, but we do this. We're in church all the time, and those rules and those regulations and that structure we have is not going to change a heart. But it's going to be that book, the preaching of that book. And so that's what we do. We just go to different meetings and love every bit of it. I've been doing this since 2014. My husband went home to be with the Lord suddenly. I had no idea what the Lord had for me. We were up in West Virginia. I began to pray about his will. I said, Lord, I know you make no mistakes. What would you have me do from here? And a few months after he passed away, Brother Jimmy Clark called me, introduced himself, told me what he did, and asked me if I had an interest in working in a girls' home. I was saved at the age of 14. I had heard Dr. Lester Roloff preach on several occasions in Georgia in the church I grew up in. As a matter of fact, I got saved in the Dr. Monroe Parker Revival, and I heard a lot of those heroes of the faith back then, and so I was familiar with the kind of ministry it was. I came down and visited Asheboro there at Farmer, fell in love with it. Making a long story short, the Lord put me there in November of 2014. I lived there 24/7, and when Brother Clark retired, they handed me the ministry. And our county, I got a phone call this morning about a young girl. She said the sheriff of our county recommended they put her in our home. And to get that kind of recommendation, the whole county has supported us and gave us every permit we needed to expand. I've been permitted now to have 12 girls on property. We've just finished a staff house, a two-bedroom staff house, which was our final project. And we praise the Lord for that. So pray for Mercy Mountain Christian Girls Home and Academy. I get 3 to 5 calls every week. I have several applications out. I have a girl at Pensacola Christian College. She was with me for 2 years. Just real quick, her mom was a prostitute. Her dad was the pimp. They got her out of that home in Kansas at the age of 3. She was eating cat food to survive. When she became a teenager, she began to rebel. They put her in our home. She got saved a year ago at Brother Ricky Gravely's meeting. She's at Pensacola Christian College now, working her way through school. Another girl that graduated in May as well had been with me 2 years. She's not here now because she's at a camp. She's fixing to go on a missions trip, so she's at a camp for that missions trip to Africa, and she'll be entering Crown Bible College in the fall. And just thank the Lord for the work that he's doing in the lives of these girls.
Thank you.
Jordan, you come to the piano. I appreciate these.